Unfortunately, we have to report on some horrendous news that came into the newsroom just a little while ago here at the podcast Capital of the World. From the pictures and sounds that we've seen so far, and again, this just happened about a half hour ago, we're getting some truly disturbing scenes out of Washington, D.C. According to officials and according to eyewitnesses on the ground, a Boeing 747 jumbo jet stretch was seen flying through Washington, D.C. skies, heading directly towards the building that houses the United States Constitution. According to our sources, a large fireball in Washington, D.C., where the Constitution has been housed. We do not have any more information, but we do have on the phone with us right now one of the podcast capital's correspondents, Professor Steele. Professor, what have you seen and what do you know about what's going on over there in Washington?
Angry, we don't have all the facts yet, and we probably won't have them all till morning. What we do know so far is that a jumbo jet, a 747, as you described it, has been apparently hijacked from an airport nearby, we think National Airport, and it was flown by the hijacker towards the Constitution. It was then that the hijacker purposely drove this plane into the Constitution of the United States, rendering it meaningless, as one guard put it. Again, rendering the Constitution as is meaningless, as the 747 hijacked plane made a direct hit on it today here in Washington, D.C. We'll have more as we know more.
A direct hit on our Constitution tonight in Washington.
This is an NBC News special report.
About a half hour ago, we got word that a massive explosion has taken place in Washington. A jumbo 747 passenger jet has apparently been hijacked, and that plane has been flown directly into the United States Constitution, destroying it and everything it stood for. Again, a 747 jumbo jet, Boeing, apparently. I am getting a cue now to go to Washington, D.C., where Professor Steele is. Professor, what is going on over there?
Angry, we have some tape to play for you now. This was just a few minutes ago. This is the sounds of what we heard over our head.
Professor Steele, what was that?
Angry, that was a plane. Another plane has hit another important American document. A document that Americans hold crucial to their freedoms, Angry. Here's what the crowd sounded like after the impact. Towering sight down here in Washington. Angry?
Indeed, and we're getting word now from the Associated Press, UPI, and ABC News are all confirming to the podcast Capital that the plane, a second plane, has hit another important document. A Boeing 737 has hit the Bill of Rights. The Boeing 747 has hit the Bill of Rights, a direct hit from hijackers, destroying the Bill of Rights. One police officer on the scene said this:
"The Bill of Rights no longer exists, nor does the Constitution."
To update you all now, according to officials, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights have taken a direct hit from two planes from hijackers who have targeted the most important documents in America. They have been destroyed tonight, have destroyed what Americans have worked so long and so hard for, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our rights as human beings, the thing that makes America great. If this had been the way September 11th had gone, there would have been mass rioting in the streets. There would have been uprising. Frankly, this is the way September 11th went. September 11th was about just that, the destruction of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Simply, it was the worst terrorist attack this country has ever seen. It was an inside job, though. It was done by our own leaders. It is time to restore the law of land, time to restore our Constitution, time to pay attention to what's going on around you. It's a slow process, your rights being taken away, but it's happening right now. Planes have collided into your Constitution, into your Bill of Rights. Think of it that way. Get angry and get the terrorists for what they've done to us. I'm not saying the administration brought down the World Trade Center. I'm saying they did something even worse and took advantage of Americans, of our goodwill, and took away our rights. Impeach President Bush and Dick Cheney. Do what has to be done to make this wrong right, and do it fast, before there's martial law, and after that, the cancellation of the next election by this president. It's not far-fetched at all. Think of what's been done so far. These are people who don't listen to the law. It's time for the Supreme Court. It's time for all the courts. Wake up! Time for our Democratic Senate. It's time for our Republican Senate. It's time for everybody to wake up and start acting together to save this great union, to save this great country. From the podcast Capital of the World, this is The Last Ranger Man.